Cold temperatures are issue number one in the planting forecast this week. We are looking at significantly below normal temperature levels. It wouldn't surprise me at all as we get started with the Saturday morning time frame. We're down around 30 to 32 degrees in northern tier counties of the Hoosier State and in the 30s easily, well down to I-70 or even into northern tier counties of southern Indiana. It's a chilly start to the weekend here. The good news is we moderate temperatures quickly through Sunday. In that temperature moderation, we will bring in here a little bit of moisture. I don't think the moisture happens right away on Sunday, but I think as we move through the Monday time frame, we've got hit and miss scattered showers that develop in this moderating air mass very, very quickly. A few hundredths to maybe half an inch. After the light moisture that starts the week, we see a secondary surge in southern Indiana Tuesday afternoon. May have some strong storms right near the Ohio River, but the bigger surge of moisture comes Wednesday night into Thursday. A nice round of shower and thunderstorm action with a strong upper low moves through. 100% coverage, and we can see rain totals across the state a quarter to 1 inch. Again, coverage 100%. That midweek weather system actually gives us a lather, rinse, repeat kind of thought process because behind it, bitter cold Canadian air dives southward for overnight next Thursday night through Friday. Now, that doesn't sit as long. I think we start to moderate temperatures quickly on Saturday, but again, we're seeing below normal temperatures for Thursday afternoon, Friday, and Friday night before we see another round of moisture coming through in moderating temperatures on Saturday the 9th. That weather system can bring a half an inch or less to about 60% of the Hoosier State. The week of the 11th doesn't have as big of rainfall potential, at least in terms of size of system, but it has pop-up shower and thunderstorm action pretty much all week long. I think we struggle to put more than 2 days back-to-back together without precipitation during that week. I think we have scattered showers around, but we are definitely warm all the way through. Cold temperatures continue to dominate Michigan here as we move into the weekend. Friday, quite chilly with on-again, off-again moisture. Saturday, we see better sunshine potential with cold temperatures holding. We finally start to see temperatures moderate on Sunday in the slightly warming temperatures to finish the weekend. I won't rule out some spits and sprinkles, especially central and northern parts of Michigan. But right now, we're not talking any big-time moisture until we get into next week. A frontal boundary sweeping through the Great Lakes on Monday gives a nice round of shower and thunderstorm action. I'm going to say anywhere from a tenth to 6/10 of an inch with coverage around 80 to 90%. Cold air comes in behind that slightly, not as cold as what we're dealing with going into this weekend, but definitely not running up those temperatures very, very quickly. Strong area of low pressure tries to come out of the Central Plains into the Eastern Corn Belt for Wednesday night, Thursday. By far, the biggest rains are going to set up farther to our south, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan. But I do think we have to put together a nice round of moisture here, half an inch or less, coverage at around 75% of lower Michigan. This system will be bringing down some significantly colder air, though, for Thursday afternoon, for Friday, and into early Saturday. Mother's Day weekend starts with scattered showers and thunderstorms for Saturday the 9th. Could see half to 3/4 of an inch there. We then see hit and miss action for Mother's Day itself, mostly in southern parts of the state. And then we go into the week of the 11th, and still hit and miss moisture is around. Focal point is mostly going to be upper Midwest down into Indiana and Ohio, but we won't rule out showers here either during that stretch.